You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, as always, sweet souls, for being here, for joining us, bringing your amazing vibration to the collective consciousness of the Wisdom Orb. We have an amazing show lined up for you today. We have a very, very special guest, someone who many of you know and love, and I'll introduce her in just a moment. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, knowledge, ancient wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from all realms, all worlds, all galaxies, all dimensions, converging to this now moment. And the theme for this series, this particular series of Wisdom of the Ancients, is collapsing the illusion, really peeling back the onion, uncovering the veils, removing the layers, and ultimately collapsing the illusion. So as we discuss the topic today, we call on the ancient ones, we call on the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us, to help peel back those layers, to help peel back the veils, and to support us and open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary, a medium, and multi-sensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning-fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately, and many of you will experience those readings today on the call. Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. Crystal is also the creator and founder of the Academy for the Soul, the online school for intuitive arts. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. So it gives me great joy and pleasure to welcome Crystal to the show. Hi, Crystal. Welcome.
Hello. So grateful to be here, feeling that beautiful Wisdom Orb vibe. Thank you.
Yeah. So many people know you and have worked with you and are excited to hear about what you're going to be talking about. So let me share with everyone. So today, everyone, Crystal's going to be sharing about portals and parasites. And I'm sure there's going to be some surprises in the conversation that might not be exactly what you think. So Crystal is going to be sharing that with us. You'll be learning about the quantum field for vital health and healing parasites, understanding the tri-level parasite playground. What is that? So you can eradicate the invaders in your body, your aura, and your environment, and so much more. So everyone, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to ask Crystal a question. And right now, we do commit to you that we are going to try get to as many as we can. So I personally would like to devote quite a bit of time to your questions, because I know that many of you really appreciate getting a reading from Crystal. So star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, if you're on the webinar page. Put in your name with your question and we'll get to as many of you as we can. And of course, you can ask what's coming through, but we really want you to, you know, be aware of the topic today. And so you can ask Crystal, what is the number one portal or parasite that is disconnecting me from my soul intelligence and my truth? So what is the number one portal or parasite that is disconnecting me from my soul intelligence or my truth? So that's kind of the logistics out of the way. We have, again, a great show lined up. So let me ask you, Crystal, portals and parasites. Really, it sounds pretty fascinating. There's also a degree of morbidity around that parasites, maybe a little bit of squeamishness around parasites. You know, what exactly are we talking about, you know, these portals, these parasites, and how really do they impact our lives and our health?
Well, I think it's important for us to talk about what's current, what's going on right now. the times that we're living in, and there's so many openings that we're having personally, these openings to higher dimensions. You hear people even on this show, right? Many of them come in and they talk about channeling, and we have to look at this as a way to interact. And through the portals, there's an energy exchange. But also, we have to look deeper. What's going on when we are wanting to spend more time connecting through portals than connecting with each other, with our planet? What's happening when we start to bring about a relationship with those beings in these higher realms? What energy are we exchanging? What comes through a portal? And what's going on with these dimensional portals? Are they even safe? And I think it's important to start off with sharing what that is. I need to give some background on dimensional portals in spaces, because the veil has been thinning over the last 10 years. I've personally seen that veil thinning, which, yes, it allows us to connect into higher realms. Is that healthy? How do we maintain those boundaries? How do we handle the energy that comes through the portals? So when we look at a dimensional portal, we really see that it's a gateway in this physical world, and allows that access or exchange of energy moving to and from the spirit world. And the third dimensional physical plane, other dimensional planes merge at that point into each other because of an energetic vortex. And the vortex area has a multidimensional vibratory frequency that goes along with that. It's an area of high concentration. So think of it, a mass of energy, and that can have either an electric quality to it or a magnetic quality. And this vortex is a spiral of energy waves created by a willed force that's either spiritual or human. And that's the use of intention that creates that vortex. That vortex intention can be positive, it can be healthy, it can be one that really supports the evolution, or it can be one that has a negative feeling tone, let's say, that wants to take advantage of, that wants to manipulate. And we have to be able to utilize our senses and our awareness and our consciousness to know when that portal is something that is good and useful and enhancing, and when it isn't. These vortexes tend to exist where there are strong concentrations of what we would call gravitational anomalies, or ley lines, you might know, even from Vedic astrology, where these energies converge in that place. And this causes a considerable distortion in our human energy field and in our aura. Sometimes, like I said, those portals, if we're paying close attention and we know what's coming through them, we're utilizing that distortion in a specific or unique way. Other times, we have to be cautious. And it's very important. I was working just recently with a healer who claimed to be a healer for 20 years. And she was telling me about this situation where she would go to bed at night and suddenly she would start feeling energies moving around the room. And I was talking to her about how to be observant, how to actually utilize her Wise One team of her guides to actually support creating healthier boundaries and structures. And she actually went into total argumentative type of attitude with me. Like, she actually went into denial that what I was saying was truth. And of course I had to say, well, look, I'm reading this. I know what's occurring. I can see the portals opening. I can see you allowing energies into the space. And she tried to kind of move over into this other world of like, But when I'm doing my sessions, I keep my clients safe, and I don't have any of these energies coming in when I'm doing the sessions. And yet, she didn't really understand what I was sharing with her when I talked to her about the portal, the mediumship gate, that clairvoyant gate, all of these gateways that we have. She had no idea, and she'd been doing healing for 20 years. So I think this is valuable information that all of us need to perk up our ears and pay attention as we move into the exploration of multi-dimensions and of becoming healers ourselves, or having been healers, but not necessarily having paid attention in the specific way that I'll be sharing today around setting these healthy boundaries.
Thank you. Thanks for that background. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the types of portals, but before we do that, I just wanted to clarify something, Crystal, just so that everyone is clear. You mentioned that there can be either a negative or a positive, you didn't use those words, but either beneficial for us, or maybe it's malefic, so it's something that is maybe a darker type of portal. How do we recognize the different types of portals? I mean, is that, if you can maybe share with us how we can tell the difference?
Well, and I can share what some natural portals are.
Okay.
Right? And then have you start to play, because of course this requires one to be highly tapped into the subtleties. Many of you feel the dynamic play of beings that we would consider parasitic already. You feel the tingling in, you know, a part of your body or aura. You sense certain areas in your home where there might be a coldness, or you might feel discord in your own body. And your innate being, if you have this sense of contraction in your body when you are near the portal, you'll feel that that's actually something that might be taking energy from you, because your natural tendency is going to want to go into fight, flight, freeze, which is going to cause you to contract. Okay? So if you're triggered by that, if you're in the questioning of, uh-oh, what's going on here? This isn't right. You know, that feeling, you know, you get the goosebumps with your hair standing up on edge. You feel like someone's watching you. You know, these are all experiences, or if you've ever been around someone and every time you're around that person, you bump your toe, or you spill things, or you have an accident, you know, that person might have a parasitic type of nature. Let's say you get into a relationship and you're with this person and you keep hemorrhaging money. You know, it's just like all the time you just feel like, wow, you know, I'm being drained, but they're thriving. These are some of the things that you as a being that are tapped in can tell because of the experiences and the feeling tones that you're having. So let me give you examples, in the home, because I think that, you know, these are the places we reside, you know, we're in our homes. Is it safe in our home? And these are valid ways of questioning the new experience of spirituality, in which we're not just going into meditation or chanting, that most of the time we're going more into lucid dreaming and starting to explore and traversing higher realms or lower realms. And in your home, all mirrors, every mirror that you have in your home is a portal. And that means that energies can leave through the mirrors, or they can enter through the mirrors. So I'm going to tell you immediately what I'd love for everyone to do is a very easy practice that you can imagine getting grounded, getting centered, and imagine light energy from your heart moving to your palms and to the fingertips. And imagine blue light exiting your fingertips. And this is what I do when I go into hotels, because my home is already done. But every time I step into a hotel room, I immediately go to the mirrors and I immediately start to use that light, blue light coming out my fingertips and starting to paint. Imagine painting those mirrors and closing up those portals. Other portals are books. Energies can come through books. You can open up a book and you can feel that you're being kind of sucked in. You know, if you've ever walked into a space and one of your, you know, your friends or your children even or your partner has been, their head is like stuck in the book, right? And they're being drawn in. So you have to watch out what you're taking in, what information, what books you're reading. Magazines can suck you in. Computers, computer screens, literally computers. It's like your whole face is being sucked off and going into this portal, right? Like you can get so sucked in watching TV. You can, it prompts this parasitic nature, where you're sucked into maybe a TV show and the characters, and you may even feel like you're animating the character, or you're taking on the personality of one of the characters. That goes for the same. Telephones, you know, the screens, the iPad screens, even pictures. So pictures are portals. Pictures actually take you back. They trigger memories. Memories are portals in your psyche. They can transport you back into time. They can have you animating in real time, right, in your mind. And your mind doesn't know the difference between the reality and fantasy. So again, what do you have hanging on the walls of your home, in your aura? What are the memories, right? There's your mouth is a portal. Think about the poisons in the food and the food that you're choosing. If it's unhealthy, that is a portal. Poisons are entering into your body. These are the etheric forces, right? So we have to watch out. Chakras are portals. You know, who are we around? Who do we spend time with? What's the environment like? What's the music we're listening to? Our chakras are portals. It's carrying information from the environment and taking it into our energetic system, our meridians. In nature, there's natural portals. Some of these are very beautiful portals, right? You can imagine going into the fairy realm, which is one of the things that I love to explore in nature. Caves are a natural portal. You know, at the base of a tree, you'll see openings. That's a natural portal into the fairy realm, into the world of the elves. Caves we can enter in, and we can go into this beautiful mystical creature realm with the dynamic beautiful dragons and these beings that actually support us. But there's also points in the world that are going to uplift us in nature, that are these high vortex realms that are flowing up, or these lower vortex realms that are flowing down.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it sounds like there's portals all around us, so we really, really have to be aware of our environment and just really be present to any of the energies that we might be feeling. I wanted to ask you, Crystal, about the kind of the parasite part of this. Can you can you give everyone some examples of what you really are terming parasites that we might be exposed to when we let them through a portal?
Yes. We're looking at literal physical parasites in your body, right? You could have parasites in your body that are causing disruption, disharmony, imbalances. You can have energetic parasites in relationships, codependent relationships. You know, there's lots of different types of parasites that we're looking at. You could be calling forth spirits, different types of spirits that come in and become parasitic, where they're drawing your attention to them, right? And sometimes I was having issues when I would go into deep states of hypnosis and trance states when I was going into meditation, when I first started understanding myself as a channel. And I would be carried away in and through these portals. And I actually had beautiful beings, these light beings that almost became parasitic in a way, because I was so tempted to merge with them, to have this interface, to have this connection. But it became almost like an enmeshment. So what we're looking at again is different types of parasites and the psyche and the mindset and what we hold. And we can attract the darker versions of that in looking at these types of dimensional portals. And as I was saying before, is that these dimensional portals, some of them are showing up going to higher realms. And some are going into and traversing into lower dimensions. And it really shows us that in both ways, our energy can be drawn. Okay? So if we ask that question, are the dimensional portals showing up going higher or lower? Yes, and both. And it really depends on whether they're positive as a light energy. And what I'm calling that is a portal of protection. And, or we could go into these portals that have this negative shadow kind of casting. The shadow casting, I call them portals of shadow. So these types of portals always have a governing deity. So the Devic realm, if you can imagine, this is the kings and queens of the elemental realm. And so there's governing deities. And they can be benevolent energies, which we call the Suryas, or they can be malevolent energies, Asuric, in their tendencies, taking, drawing out, draining us, dehydrating us, causing addictive tendencies. So if we look at these portals of protection, they're governed by the Suras, these benevolent Devic energies, right? These are like the kings and queens of the elemental realm. And when I'm talking about the elemental realm, we're looking at those beings that have a deep connection with the cycles of nature. And I'm not just talking about the earth as nature, cosmic nature, planetary energies in nature. The cosmic universal portals are very beautiful if they're governed by these benevolent beings. Otherwise, you can go up, you know, lifting up. Up doesn't just mean good, right? Most of the time people try to use their crown chakra as a portal and go up. And what they're doing is they don't realize that they're actually being drawn by a malevolent energy. But there are higher dimensional portals lifting us up, and we have two portals of protection that we can place. And I have two right now in my home. I've got this portal of protection that literally wraps around the entirety of my property. And then I have a portal of protection that's right at the home, and it sits around my home. And it allows me to have protection from any lower level spirits. And so I've connected with the presiding Deva, this Devic energy presiding over my land, if you will. It's been appointed by the divine. And so I'm supported with this. This Deva of the land supports this vortex of this positive portal. Now, the portal of shadows are governed by the Asuras or Asuric energies, which cast shadows. And we all have these tendencies. And I want to just say that it's not bad. We're not looking at as good versus bad, or that some things are evil. I want you to look at this as kind of shadows, casting shadows. And even sometimes for us, the planets, when they're in certain position, will cast shadows into our space, our environment, into our personal aura, and it causes upheaval. It can trigger things like addiction, right? Certain times in our cycle, the shadows that are casting in the portal from the planets coming down into our aura, really it's the planet implementing on the karma that we've created. And so what happens is maybe you're craving more of the sugary foods, and you trigger that, and you just sit and eat the whole friggin' candy bar instead of having like one piece of good dark chocolate, you know, and then you're just gobbling unconsciously. This is a portal of shadow entering in. So it doesn't mean that because you're in a space that has a portal of shadow that it's there because you are being punished and you have to suffer through it and you have to live out this karma. But sometimes it will mean that you do have to contend with these lower dimensional portals. And, you know, in looking at this, I think giving examples and some of these examples that I have, there was a client who had a shadow cycle that he was going through in his chart. And when he moved into this home, it had a portal of shadow. And he was drawn to move into that home because he did need to play out this accumulated karmic energy. And this karmic mini cycle really was causing discordant energies to invade his space. There was suddenly this conflict where there wasn't before with his in-laws. There was quarreling with his wife where it wasn't there before. So it was so uncharacteristic of them, but they suddenly were like backstabbing him, talking behind his back, stonewalling him. And so as he came to me, I could see this. I could see this in his ancestral line, and we followed it back, and we could see that in his family's history, that there actually was some energy where he and his family at some point had lied and stolen someone else's property. So now you can see energetically he was playing that out, where now he was living in a property where his own personal energy was being twisted, and it was as if whatever he was saying was being turned into these lies. And so it was coming back to him. I've also had experiences where people had portals of shadow, where I had a client whose daughter kept having nightmares, and she was literally in her room. There was a portal of shadow above the bed. And so doing the work to clear and close that portal of shadow, the child stopped having these nightmares. You know, it seems like it's magic. It seems like it's a miracle, but these are the types of things that are going on where we have disturbances and there's entities that can enter the field, and we have to do our work. We have to be able to clear the emotional energy that draws this into our space, and we do have the ability to clear this, and there is that deeper connection, which I saw. You know, that the way that I came upon this of really, you know, the portals, what they are, where they are, the degree to which they go, and how that links to these parasites being able to come in and your attraction of them.
Let me ask you, because I'd love to find out how you did come about to learn about this, or to just really bring it into this degree of consciousness that you've brought it into. But before you tell us, I just wanted to mention, you know, that every single one of us, it's really clear, is impacted by portals. I mean, there is not a single person on this planet, because, you know, if you're a monk living in a cave, you mentioned the cave is also a portal, right? So, you know, we all use devices. Most of us have some sort of screens that we look at. Most of us have some sort of mirrors in our home. At some point, we're looking in the mirrors, and then all the other portals that are around us. So, you know, thank you firstly for bringing this to our awareness. So that leads me to, how did this really come to your awareness to bring it into our awareness to this degree?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was actually having issues with bacteria and bacteria kind of crossing that boundary, right? You know, we do have these boundaries that are set up naturally inside of our body. And I kept having this bacteria flare up, like bacterial infections in my stomach and my gut. And of course, using Metatron's Cube, because I've been working with Metatron's Cube now for so many years, of course, I've seen dramatic results that have come with working with Metatron's Cube and in really observing Metatron's Cube in such a different way as this dynamic of vibrational intelligence. And so I asked Metatron's Cube to start to show me what was going on. And so I started seeing that not only, you know, are there portals outside of us, again, looking at that, because for years I've known there's been portals, right? You know, in a space, I can talk to the home. I can see the portal. I know where the portal is. I can feel that discordant energy. I can see tears and rips and holes in people's auras. Different energy bodies in their aura have different portals. They're letting people suck them dry emotionally and drain them and passive aggressiveness and these types of things. But I never looked at it from inside. We not only have portals from the outside coming in, but we have portals from the inside that if we're not healthy, the portals can actually open. Now think of this, you know, bacteria usually live at a certain level, but it's when our immune system drops or something happens, like we go into trauma or shock, the bacteria stop being healthy and they stop being balanced. And suddenly now it's invasive, right? And so I was starting to see how we can even create portals within the tissues. The tissues of our body can have openings and holes, and the bacteria then comes in and starts to impact or infect or create the imbalances. And I used to have, you know, horrible H. pylori, and even from the time I was born, being born with staph and having, you know, this chronic staph infection always kind of under that invisible line, you know, the invisible barrier. But what I saw was that when my immune system went down, when I didn't treat myself with respect, when I pushed myself beyond my energy levels, suddenly I would get ill. The bacteria would take me out. It would move through the portals, if you will, inside, internally. And there I was in this kind of disharmonious condition. And that's when I started seeing that connection between portals and the tendency to attract the parasites.
Okay. So what really is that connection?
Yeah, the connection. And this, you know, this was eye-opening for me. And I want everyone, I don't want you just listening to what I'm going to say. I really want to make this request that you start to scan yourself and scan your life when I talk about this next part. Lack of boundaries causes portals to open. And the feeling that we have of unworthiness when we are not valuing ourselves enough. And the experience of devaluing ourselves when we know we need to take time for ourselves, but we end up saying yes to that person, you know, when we end up pushing ourselves beyond what we should, when we become the shadow caregiver, when we become the caretaker, when we take on responsibility, when we're under the pressure, and when we lock ourselves into the situation of being the giver, to the point that, you know, we want to have other people like us. We want other people to love us. We want to experience the praise. We want to get the acknowledgement from others. We're afraid. Really, we're afraid. And we're not valuing. And this is deep in our subconscious blueprint. And that blueprint is what primarily sets the standard for the degree to which those parasites, remember the types of parasites, they'll enter, they'll attach to us, and they will attack us. So most of us are lacking a feeling of worthiness. I've done this work, Ian, for 19 years. And what I can tell you is underlying so much of people not doing their purpose work, not feeling valuable as a divine being, it's because of this feeling of being unworthy. And we can look at our society. We can look at the programming. We can identify so much with the physical body, and we can judge our body. We can identify with what is supposed to be successful. What have we been set up to believe is successful in our life? Having money, chasing after something that comes and goes so easily, it doesn't fulfill us. And instead, I want to have everyone, especially if we're looking at this, let's say, in the physical realm, because as I've shared with you, we can see it in the physical, the emotional, mental, and the spiritual. But if we look at it as our physical body and the degree to which we judge our body, nitpick our body, right? And think of ourselves as our body. We're disconnected as being this divine organism. We are a divine organism. And when we think that I am body, we leave out the divine. And what happens is we go more into survival, into ego. We try to protect our body, right? And we really start to see that, you know, these experiences of abuse. We abuse our own body, or we allow others to abuse our own body based on that unworthiness. I know for me personally that I had no boundaries growing up because my family didn't have boundaries. So this, you know, lack of any kind of healthy boundaries. I mean, I was in such a hypervigilant state. My aura was so porous. There were so many portals that I was so overwhelmed, and I was hypervigilant all the time, and it caused these psychic imbalances. And so we begin to see that we have to really pay attention to healthy boundaries, that we are a beautiful vessel, and we can't let our guard down in that way. We have to feel that our soul is embodying this organism and that we utilize our beautiful spiritual intelligence, our infinite intelligence, to be a boundary and to create these boundaries. And one of the ways that we can see that is just the way we identify, you know, instead of like thinking like, I have cancer, right? We've got to stop that, you know, the fight against cancer. Well, again, we're looking at is this cancer is parasitic. You know, it's attacking us, so what do we have to do? We have to fight it. You know, I'm not here to have anyone fight against any other energies, even when we're looking at it as disease. What I'm doing is I'm looking, how can I support you in coming back into a state of balance and harmony with your holy vessel? So that even long-term illnesses can be dissolved. The parasites and the parasitic nature dissolves. It's disarmed. And the parasites move back, or the bacteria moves back to its place, wherever that is in the universe, wherever it came from, it moves back to that place. And that we can heal. So we can come into that state of harmony, in balance, in recognition of our worthiness as this organic, beautiful, divine being.
Thank you, sweet soul. thank you for sharing and bringing this into the space. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the phone, so star 2 to raise your hand, and then we're going to go to the web. So if you haven't put your question yet, then go ahead and do that, and we'll get to as many as we can, and then we'll do some again later as well. So there'll be some later as well. So, you know, for those of you who've had a reading from Crystal, then obviously you know some of her capabilities. But if you haven't had a reading from Crystal, really she can see your higher self and access your higher self really and holographically channel your truth, really almost in a legendary way. So she can see your entire reality almost simultaneously, your past life, your future life, past lives, or parallel lives, and then guide you for the greatest spiritual outcome. So let's go to the phones, and I am guided to go to Apollo, Texas. Apollo, Texas, you're live. So it's going to be 6333, the last four digits of your phone number.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, that's Joanne. Wow, I knew you were going to call on me. Isn't that weird?
Never weird.
Yeah, wrong phone call to say that. Well, Crystal, I was wondering if you could let me know if I have any portals and parasites disconnecting me.
So energetically first, just looking at the home, when you walk in your home, I'm looking to the right. And as I go down to the right, when I walk into your home and I immediately look to the right, what's there in your home from your front door to the right?
There's a little study.
Okay. So in there is a portal of shadow. And what that's bringing is kind of tired, exhausting, fatiguing energies. Okay. So that's what's creeping in. And so if you've ever felt any sense of like, I wake up, but then slowly but surely this energy, almost like a draining or a feeling where.
Yeah, I've had a lot of that.
Yeah, it's like there's a tiredness. Wow. So you feel down, you feel lousy, right? And so this is impacting, it's actually impacting your lungs. If we look at your lungs and those lungs, remember that really breathing, the nostrils, the portal of the nostrils coming down, filling up the lungs. So it's causing this tiredness. You're not getting enough energy, vitality, and life force in your being. Okay? So that's what you want to work on, is working to close that. So we'll be doing a workshop specifically to close the portals in the home. All right. So don't worry. I'm not leaving you hanging out there. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's definitely the number one, and it's causing that exhaustion and tiredness.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joanne.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Let's go to Riverhead, New York. Riverhead, New York, and the last four digits on a cell phone looks like 1555.
Yes, that's me. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi, me.
Yes.
Hi. Well, I have pretty much the same condition that you explained about yourself all my life, and it's not getting any better, like candida, leaky gut, and fogginess and tiredness and IBS and Crohn's disease, and I never was diagnosed with any, but they say, oh, it could be this, it could be that, and I tried all my life, anything that I can come across, and my body, no matter what I do, it's never in balance.
Got it. So let me just check and see energetically, because you've already kind of named the portals inside the body and where it's crossing over, but I need to see the greater pattern of your parasitic nature, okay? Like, what's the mentality and what's the belief and where is that sitting in your timeline, okay? So for you, that number one parasitic belief is actually of victimization and actually of paranoia, okay? So just stick with me here for a little bit. I'm going to tell you where these originated. So the victimization belief in the subconscious is actually a genealogical issue on your mom's side 15 generations ago, okay? So I need you to write that down. Okay?
It's
now,
so
I'm going to tell you with this whole paranoia thing, that's actually a past life. So that paranoia is almost like you're always looking over your shoulder. What, you know, what's going to happen? It's not allowing you to feel as if you can gain enough ground or energy or momentum to fulfill your purpose in this lifetime. Right? And so it's a chronic condition where you're never going to get healthy enough to actually step into your purpose and move forward. And so let me see how many past lives ago we're looking at. So that's 8 past lives ago. So these are 2 points that need healing just in order for you to actually start down the path of healing the physical, healing on the physical level. Okay, so make sure you write that down and start to work on that for the healing, okay, in preparation for the body.
Okay, thank you so much.
So what do I have to do? Let's see if I start working.
What you have to do is you've got to work either with me or work with another healer that knows how to work energetically in the timelines. You can take the workshops that I'm offering. So there's things that you can do, and maybe you even know healing modalities. If it's not with me, I can refer you to someone. But these are the things that, you know, that I'm offering today on this program, right? On this show. So I'm not leaving you guys
definitely.
With just this information, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. All right, let's go to Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland, and 4022, the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hello, Baltimore. Hello, there you are.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Well, do you have a specific
Crystal,
question?
At one point, I thought I had a portal, and a girlfriend was saying, oh, this is great, but I asked that it be closed. Do you sense anything
okay,
now?
Let me just read for you. I'm just going to read for you, and let's just see, because I want to just be fresh and just see what's coming in. Is that okay? And if that's something that's negative, it'll come. Yeah. So let me just go ahead and read for you, because what I'm seeing energetically is actually an imbalance in the crown chakra. That imbalance in the crown chakra that I'm seeing, imagine that there's a distortion in the crown chakra. It's causing confusion. It's causing a little bit of disorientation and disillusionment, right? So you never really quite feel like you've got that clarity that's definitive. Okay, it's going to kind of have you bounce around, right? And I need to check to see where that came from. So let's just check to see where that came from. All right, so we're looking at a genealogical issue. That genealogical issue is father's line, and it's impacting your emotional body. All right, it's impacting your emotional body. And what this is it's a protective mechanism that says, if I stay in confusion, then I'll protect myself. So if you're confused, or if you kind of bounce around from idea to idea, you never lock in. And if you don't lock in, then you're never put on the spot to actually have to fulfill. Because the fear is, if I do fulfill on something and I put myself out there and I am in my light, I'm going to get attacked. I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to get shut down. I'm going to get made fun of. I'm going to be wrong. These are the things that are going on. Now, let me just check to see if there's also a corresponding portal in your home. And I heard a yes. Yours is, when you walk in your front door, it's straight to the back and to the left corner, what's in the back left corner of your home?
The far left is, I call it the parlor. Like, I walk in and there's a great room, and then the room to the left of that is, it's, I don't use it much.
That's okay. You don't have to use it much. Thank God you don't. Because that's a portal of shadow, and it's causing, it's literally pumping. Think of it like gas. You know, you kind of can, like, oh, whoa. It's unseen. It's silent and unseen. And it's pouring in there disorientation energy, indecision energy, doubt, uncertainty. That's what's going on. So that's what you want to close. Okay? That's the one you want to close.
So does that go a ground floor and then up? Or is it like a basement? Is it all three stories?
Whatever's just coming in. So if you go to that floor, whatever floor it is, if it's a middle floor, it's that floor and potentially up because it's coming from up above, coming down through the ceiling.
Actually, that's my bedroom that I stopped sleeping in.
Okay. Okay.
And I moved to a different bedroom. That's interesting.
Wow.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
Okay.
All right, love.
All right, much
take
love.
Take care. Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, let's go to, I want to go to the web for just a moment. And
okay, sure.
What we'll do is we will, there's a lot of questions. So everyone just stay with us. We'll get to as many as we can. Okay. Janet from Nambour, Queensland, Australia. Hi, Crystal. What is the number one portal or parasite disconnecting me?
Okay, so this is about shame, and this is coming in at the sacral chakra area. Let me just check to see when that was created. So that was created after birth, and I'm going to just tune in and see how old you were when that shame started being created. That's around 11 to 12 years old, and now let me check that through the emotional body of your aura, and also let's check the home and see for that shame portal. It's coming up through the bathtub. So the bathtub, what you can immediately do is keep your bathtub plugged even during the day, like not just when you're taking a bath, okay? But that's where the portal of energy of shame is coming in and being pumped into your body being an environment.
Oh, interesting. So there's actually physical things that we need to do as well as energetic things that we need to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank
you.
Oh,
yeah. You know, like I said, with the blue light,
yeah.
You know, closing up the mirrors,
mm-hmm.
You know, we can take immediate actions like that. That's just kind of common sense. Like, if it's coming through the fireplace, what are you going to do to close the fireplace, right? Because it's a portal.
Yeah, that's why we hang blankets over our televisions.
Exactly.
If we have them in the home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Tammy from Bay Area, California. What is the number one portal parasite that is disconnecting me?
What was the name again?
Tammy, T-A-M-I.
Okay, got it. Okay, this is a helpless vibration, helplessness. Okay, so feeling like your power's been taken, this helplessness. This is in the middle of what looks like your living room or where you spend most of the time energetically, and that portal comes down. Where I see it impacting you mostly is actually in your throat chakra, where you'll feel helpless in defending yourself or speaking your truth or self-expression, or words don't come out exactly the way that you mean them. Okay, so that's how it's showing up for you. That's a past life experience, 29 past lives ago.
Okay, thank you. All right. Emily Rose from the Blue Mountains, also the same question, number one main portal or parasite.
Okay, this energy is anguish. It's a feeling of anguish, and that anguish is like being tormented, right? It's like a weird kind of strange dark pixie energy that I'm seeing energetically in your home. And let's just see where that pixie is coming in. It's coming up through the sink in the kitchen. Okay, so energetically, this kind of dark shadow pixie, all right? So Immediately what you can do is you can put the plug in the sink, all right? And then if you have a black candle, you can light the black candle, set the black candle over that hole of the drain of the sink, and let that black candle burn. And energetically, you can put some essential oils on that black candle and charge it, and state for that pixie to go back through the portal back to which it came, okay? And then my suggestion would be for you to do the Parasites and Portals workshop at a minimum for me to actually help you clear the anguish and the magnetic. Remember I said the vortexes can be electrical or magnetic? That's right. A magnetic vortex in you that we need to close up, so that you don't keep drawing that type of pixie, shadow pixie or dark pixie energy towards you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so everyone, we're going to have Crystal tell us about that workshop in just a little while. But now let's continue with some more readings. Let's go to Europe. So we're going to go to Genoa, Italy. And this is Catherine. Also, what is the number one main portal or parasite for Catherine in Genoa, Italy?
This is a distrust portal that's coming in, the top of the crown, front third eye, okay? So it's this distrust. It's like you're not trusting your own intuition, and it's causing you to question that. Front third eye, crown, that's on the mental body. Let's trace that. So that's after birth. And that started around 4 to 5 years old. Let's see if there's any portal that's in. It's not in your home, but it's causing a portal in the body, and it's causing that portal in the bone marrow, right? So what we're looking at is osteoporosis, arthritis, causing inflammation in your joints, those types of things.
Okay, thank you. All right, staying in Europe, kind of, Northern Ireland, this is Maria. Again, same question. What is the number one portal or parasite?
Yeah, so what we're looking at is, I'm getting these feelings of sadness, but it's not actual sadness. It's coming from a level of disappointment, a feeling of being discouraged. Right? It's like what I'm seeing is a past life where you actually had someone that was very much this dictatorship, you know? It's like trying to control you and stifling your creativity, your spontaneity. The juiciness is being stifled, okay? And this is a past life. Let me see how many past lives ago. We're going 11 past lives ago. And I just want to say that overarching your home, when I look at the property, wherever your home is sitting, it's like this plastic kind of umbrella that is veiling you and holding that discouragement inside of it, okay? So think of like, what's that called, Ian, where we put our plants out in the sunroom, you know?
In a greenhouse or conservatory?
Greenhouses. Yeah. It's having the greenhouse effect, right?
Okay.
It's like the energy comes in like the rays of the sun, but doesn't the temperature increase drastically inside that closed space? So it's amplifying the discouragement and the disappointment. And this is an underlying, almost like eating away at the foundation of you and your tissues of your body. Okay, so it's making you kind of like thin, think of it like thin skin, and the tissues in the body are getting dehydrated, and that's where the portals are for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, staying in your Paris. This is Georgia from Paris. I've had a very challenging few years, and I've had an almost permanent problem with parasite in the gut. Since they tripped since India. I know it's also energetically connected to how I allow my energy and love to be sucked out by others, especially my parents. Can you help me understand what is going on and how I heal and set boundaries?
Thank you. For you want to look more at that level of unworthiness. You know, this is a cycle, because what it causes is being around them triggers resentment, because it's a taking, grabbing, sucking, you know, and it like your ideas can't be heard. Your voice can't be heard. Critical nature, just mean, kind of vindictive energies, right? Malicious energies that we're looking at. This is a genealogical issue that goes back, and it's actually on mom's side, and we're looking at four generations back, okay? And this is, this resentment causes this cycle, okay? When you're resentful, and when you have these feelings of anger and upset and frustration against them, you then feel guilty. Right? And so the guilt is what's eating at you. The guilt eats at you, eats at you, eats at you, and that creates the portal. So the parasite is actually the guilt. So if we can get the parasite being the guilt, clear that, and also work on bringing your level of worthiness, valuing yourself, and being able to shift the dynamic when you're with your family, that's going to help. And then also work on the timeline. For you, at the minimum, you're going to need to do the workshop package, okay, so that we work on the parasites, portals, and the unworthiness.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to the phone, and we've got Toronto, Ontario, and it's going to be 2495, the last four digits. 2495, you're on live.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for answering my call.
Yeah.
I pretty much have a number of portals, so many, and I'm so glad I have an appointment with you in June. So
woo-hoo!
I was wondering.
Yay!
In the meantime, yay, yeah. I was wondering, in the meantime, could you look into what's keeping me from...
I can.
Yeah.
Already coming through.
From everything.
Yeah. So it's a deep belief of uselessness. It's a feeling of being inferior and being incapable, almost like incompetent, which you don't really believe, but energetically...
How much of that is... coming from empathic, parasitic.
Yeah, so if we look at what percentage is actually entering in through the space, right, through the environment of your aura as your home or your home, it's impacting you about 86%,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's impacting you 86%. So what happens is you've been, in your lifetime, you've had to try to help, to fix, to do these things. And you've done them for others as well, right?
Yeah.
And so you've had to be strong and be the competent one. But unfortunately, energetically underneath, there's this energy of incompetence. It's infiltrated. It's around you. It's in the substratum. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But the substratum, we're looking at the etheric template of your aura. And the etheric template dictates the health of your physical body. It is the template for your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm looking at is, when I look at your etheric template body, I'm seeing that about a third of it isn't even there.
Yes, exactly.
The structure's gone.
I'm actually seeing parasites.
Yeah, yeah. So I understand when you say that it's infiltrating, that it's there. Don't worry. We can use Metatron's Cube. Metatron's Cube takes, remember, the cube actually supports building the universal structures,
mm-hmm.
and it can discreate that which isn't healthy. So we use it on both, in both ways. So let's just see here, energetically looking at the genealogical line, it's on mom's side, 56 generations back. If we look at any portals in the home, we're looking at, if I walk in, I'm looking straight up.
Uh-huh.
So whatever it is, when I walk in, I take about five steps, I look straight up. Wherever that is, that's the main portal of this incompetency, uselessness. It brings about an internal battle for you, because you don't believe it, but it's still lingering. Okay?
I'm working as a physician, and I have about 30 patients a day, and I'm bombarded by information that is nonsense to me.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, we're working on the boundaries. We have to rebuild your etheric template. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal. Start now, just asking before you go to bed tonight. Start to ask the divine, your guides and angels to help you. Okay. What you can do is right in that space that I was talking about, ask, put a crystal there. And, you know, it could just be a regular quartz crystal.
It's the steps.
Okay.
Where the landing is.
Okay.
And
okay.
All there is one side is the kitchen, the other is a small closet. Maybe it's
okay.
A closet.
Put a crystal, but you have to ask the crystal
mm-hmm.
if it's willing to soak up the energy temporarily and hold it. Okay?
Yeah.
Do that as your first step. Okay? Do that as your first step before we start, and hopefully you can do the program. Mm. All right?
Okay. I combined
you.
The two. I just purchased.
Oh.
I can't combine two different sessions. It's going to take all of our time to do one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
We can't combine things because
it's
just too much.
I mean, you'll see, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do as much as we can, and just doing one's going to actually help the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All
thanks
right.
for calling in.
So
okay.
much.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. Crystal, let's do this. Let's go to your offer so people can get a better understanding of what this is really all about. So for those of you who still have your hands up, we are going to get back to a few more questions after this. But I did want to have give the opportunity to everyone to see what the offer is because it's very, very comprehensive. So if you're on the webinar page, click the orange offer button underneath Crystal's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page that you'll see Parasites and Portals protocols for health and healing. And if you're not on the webinar page and you want to follow along visually, you'll need to type it in, which is WOTASHOW.com/crystal, which is spelled CHRISTEL and the number 6. Everything's lowercase. WOTASHOW.com/crystal. Which is CHRISTEL and the number 6. And that will allow you to follow along visually. So, which is probably a good idea because this is a very, very comprehensive program that Crystal is going to share with us. So, yeah, Crystal, tell us all about it.
Yeah, I want everyone to really think about, like I was saying before, you know, these moments that you've had a glimpse of your own self devaluing you or others devaluing you. We have to start, and I want to say this, we have to start shifting the paradigm. We have to train your being to actually feel worthy. And it's one of the most important things that we can do. And in organizing our time together, I had to lay out this journey. Okay, so I want to kind of take you down the reason why. Why are we going down this journey in this order? This isn't something that, you know, that I put together that's like this, ooh, yay, I'm just going to go in and do this kind of quick fix and, you know, I'm just going to charge a lot for this one session and promise that everything's going to be done. If you're looking for that, that's not what we're doing here. This is for you if you really are determined in your being to say, you know what? I want to partner up. I want to partner up with Crystal. I want to partner up with beautiful Metatron's Cube, which really is this master mediator between your soul and the parasites and these portals and the universe. And if we partner up together with the other people that have that same mentality, we actually are exponentially shifting because we're enrolling these beautiful energies of consciousness, the infinite intelligence. And I want to bring you back and I want to restore your being so that you are a worthy spirit and that you're able to have these healthy boundaries and you're able to activate that infinite soul intelligence, that truth, And here's the thing. If you don't feel worthy to channel the light of truth in your being, then and you're not going to spend time on your vessel that is the temple holding the light, how can you expect to heal? How can you expect to evolve? And I know many of you, your greatest desire is to literally become your higher self, to live your purpose. And in order to do that, from what I've seen, is we've got to heal your being so that you are feeling good about being in your body. You feel that you're worthy of having that love, that light, the praise and the acknowledgement. And so that's what I want you to know, is just the basis for what we're doing here is actually to bring about this level where you've got the freedom, you're igniting that soul's intelligence, and you're actually living as truth, okay? Your vessel is there. So you can read about what things we're going to be addressing, but I'm going to take you down this journey of what we're going to be doing. And if we start there, we're going to first start with priming your energy, setting this beautiful intention. And I really want to teach you and train you. Everything that I do, there's a little bit of teaching in there. I want you to come away having connected in an intimate way with the vibrational energies and frequencies of the universe, the elements that are in the hidden realms that are actually going to support you, okay? First off, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that primer. You're going to feel the energies lifting you up and starting to lay the foundation. Then what we're going to do is we're going to focus on you being able to utilize three audios, okay? Because we've got to get you into that place where you're working to reset your nervous system. Okay, so you're going to work with Metatron's Cube. We're going to reset the nervous system. We're going to start to eradicate any of the foreign organisms. We're going to work on revitalizing your adrenals as well. If we don't work at this level, it doesn't matter what other healing energy we do. We really have to go to the depth of that and to have your nervous system be prepared to handle the light. Your adrenals, preparing them, because most of everyone's adrenals are shot. So you're not even able to handle the healing energy that comes in. And we've got to bring your aura up to that optimal level. And you're going to do that by going in and listening to the hypnotic energies as audios, vibrational frequencies coming through these audios, okay? Then we've got to first focus on getting to worthiness. We have to do the worthiness piece, all right? So, again, just stick with me. Imagine if we go in and do healing energy, but you don't feel worthy, you're going to sabotage the other work, okay? And from what I've said before, this deeper subconscious blueprint has you putting yourself in situations that keep sabotaging you, keep you in situations where you're attracting narcissists, you're putting yourself in situations where your empathic nature is being taken advantage of, all of that, or maybe even financially. You feel unworthy, and therefore you're not even calling forth the energy of prosperity or money. So we are going to actually do some beautiful work getting on the phone, all of us together, and I'm going to do an intuitive reading prior to our workshop, okay, where I actually go in and do a reading where I check where that initial point of pain is, okay? What is going on? What is this unworthiness pattern? So you're going to get that intuitive reading, just like I'm doing the readings here today, but this is specifically on the unworthiness. Then again, like I said, we're going to get on that call. This is a live group call where we are shifting those patterns of unworthiness and the portals of unworthiness in your being, Okay. Now then we're going to start to work on incubating your body being. Okay. Now this came about because I was talking to Metatron's Cube. Believe me, I know how crazy that sounds, but that's okay because I've come to really love and trust Metatron's Cube to do amazing things with people in their healing. All right. So Metatron's Cube, I said, what can I offer them? What absolutely needs to happen in order for us to be able to make it much easier on them, their structures, their systems, and I mean the energetic structures and systems, so that we can stop this madness, close up the portals so that you're not being invaded and these parasites can't wreak havoc. And Metatron's Cube said to me, look, you have to incubate them in this beautiful restorative energy, this light, and literally start to bring in the cosmic light. So I'm going to create a situation here where I'm going to do a remote incubation with your energy. I'm going to put you into the sacred space that I create with Metatron's Cube. Metatron's Cube is going to infuse the cosmic energy into your being, which means the parasites are not going to be able to survive. That's our first step, okay? So I'll be taking you through the gateway, that 1111 Metatron's gateway. We're going to do that incubation for one full day, okay? And that's going to be prior to then going into the Parasites and Portals Relief Workshop. We've got to clear the parasites. And when I was talking before about gently, lovingly banishing them, okay, as I know that seems contradictory, but I've got to set up a situation in which the parasites are willing to be banished. They're willing to move back through the portal so that the bacteria aren't taking you over, like literally taking you down, because you're losing the war right now, and that's really what's happening. So in the portal and parasite relief workshop, we'll be on the phone as a collective energy, and we're going to go in, and you can see during that sessions what we're going to be working on. But what I really love is working on the meridians, those 12 major meridians of the body, and going in also to the nadis, the energetic meridians, 72,000 of them, just coming off the heart, okay? So we're going to go deep in this, and I want you to know you're going to be held, and this is where we're actually going to work to start to close off the portals, okay? Now, after that, I'm going to do an 11-day remote incubation, but this time it's not going to be incubating you to dissolve the energies of the parasites. It's going to be incubating you with the absolute unconditional love of Divine Mother and of the universe. Now, here's the thing. Why do we need to have it for 11 days? Because, girls, guys, even when love comes to you, what do? When you don't feel worthy, you bat it away. You shut down. You close off. You are suspicious. You create guards. You do all these things to get away from it. You reject people that actually love you, and instead you go and find a relationship where someone's going to abuse you or hurt you. Okay? So I have to saturate you for 11 days. I'm going to do this remote incubation. I'm going to infuse your being. Okay? So feel that now. Just imagine, what are you going to be like after we go through this journey? Now, for those of you that are really wanting to just like, boom, that's it. Let's nail this crystal. Let's get this done. I want to be guaranteed everything is going to happen in real time. I want to be with you. I want you to guide me. Then you're going to need to pick the package with the private one-on-one session. Okay? And in that, when you get that package, I am literally going to be doing 3 25-minute solo mapping of each person's parasites and portals in their tissues, in their home, okay? So I'm mapping that out. That's for me to keep, all right? I'm going to keep that. It's not like you're going to get that sent to you because I don't want you getting mental about it. But I'm going to map that. And then we're going to do a group remote healing, identifying, harmonizing, or extracting the parasites. Remember, some of the parasites actually need to be run out and banished. Others need to be brought back through, like bacteria needs to be brought back through and balanced and harmonized. I'm going to go through and we're going to do a full cleansing of your body tissues, okay? It plays a major role in what's going on and your healing. I've got to clear that body tissue and support it and bring it back to its useful nature. Then we're going to go in, identify and dissolve the portals. That's closing up or reversing the vortexes, whatever we need to do, okay? Then you're going to be with me on a private one-on-one session, okay? And in that one-on-one session, we'll work on any additional residual parasites and portals. But most importantly, I'm going to be working specifically with your soul star chakra. This is a transpersonal chakra. And I'm going to actually be creating a healthy vortex and portal in that so that you are only bringing through high-level, vibrant energies of consciousness. Okay? So think of it like a beautiful filter where your infinite intelligence can come through and your being, your literally, your body becomes this beautiful vessel, a container for the purest vibration of truth. Okay? Now this is going to do a number of things. One, it's going to help you have a different relationship with your body. You're going to start to love your body. You're going to start to trust your body. You're going to start to trust your consciousness, the choices that you're making. You're going to start to open up the intuitive gates and trust your intuition and believe in yourself more and believe in the voices that you have and you hear. Because I know you hear voices and you don't know the difference. Is it my higher self voice? Is it some crazy entity voice? I don't know. I'm going to support you and I'm going to shift your makeup so that literally that soul star is bringing the higher level consciousness in for you. Okay? So that's just a little bit. You can read about the other things, but I think, Ian, that gives an overview and it goes deep enough where you guys can now make a decision. Right? And right. Most importantly, what I want to say is that this is your time to say yes to it. Because again, how many times does it always go back? I've heard it from your own mouth. I just don't feel worthy. There's still unworthiness patterns running me, right? Or you get on the call and I hear you talk about this deep physical ailment or issue that you just can't seem to get this leverage on and to heal. So I want you to really do a soul searching right now. And I want you to feel into it because I know this is an investment. But guess what? We are going to be, as a collective, going deep and moving down through this path and along this journey. This isn't something that I take lightly. At this point in my path and in my career, I want to work with the people that are dedicated and committed. And I only have so much energy and time myself, and I want to work with you if that's what you're willing to do is to spend that time and energy and commit to it. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take, okay? I've seen it, and I've already worked with people doing this program, and I know the power it has. Everything from going deep into people that have had horrible entities attached to their liver. I've worked with people in this doing the parasite cleanse for people who have cancer. I've worked with people who have had literally snake-like energies wrapped around them from narcissists, being in chronic situations of narcissistic tendencies that have been in their environment from their father all the way up to the people that you know, they've been in relationship with, and I've extracted those snake-like energies. So I'm here for you. I'm showing up. I'm willing to support you to get you there, but it is going to have to be a yes on your side, okay? So it's a deep commitment, but I'm actually really hoping that your soul is saying yes to you right now so that we can get that infinite intelligence that is you to come into a place of balance and freedom and be alive so you can feel the connection with the divine and the vitality and the energy that it brings. So that's my offering for you today.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that, this offering. It's wonderful. And the time and the energy that you just highlighted on your part, I know, as you mentioned, you're showing up. So thank you for showing up.
You're welcome. Mm. You're
beautiful.
Welcome.
Yeah, everyone, that is available. So if you're not able to look at the page, it'll be sent out via email tonight and again over the weekend. But for those of you who have worked with Crystal, you know that the sooner you get this, the sooner you get to work with Crystal. So that is available for the Wisdom community. And so we're going to go back to the phones now. So let's go to Rock Island, Illinois. And it looks like it's on a cell phone, wireless phone, 9588, Rock Island, Illinois. You're on live with Crystal.
Rock Island.
Rock Island,
we
baby.
We live on Rock Island. Rock Island is definitely a Rock Island.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Are you there? Rock Island, Illinois. 321. Okay, we'll try again later. Okay, let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it's going to be 1105.
Not me.
It's you.
Hello.
It's you.
It's you.
We can.
Hello.
Okay, that's not going to work. All right,
wow.
let's go to Fair Oaks, California.
We might need to clear this space.
Yeah.
It looks like there's some unworthiness going on here that even people that are being called on don't feel worthy enough to answer, you see?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm talking about, just pointing that out. Everybody, let's set an intention. We're being present. And I want to bring this because, Ian, I really think it's important for us to recognize how we sabotage ourselves. You know, how many other things do we have going on at one time? We're not present. So we've got, you know, a computer open and we've got 5 tabs open. Each one of those tabs is a portal. It's distracting us. It's taking us out of being available for the divine to bring us a gift. You see? So everybody, put everything else down. Be present to us. Hold space for all of those, even if you're not one being called on. Say right now, I'm going to be present, and I'm going to give myself this gift of presence because I'm going to hold space and be an offering. And guess what? When you're an offering and you're holding space, even if your name's not the one called, the divine will flow light through your being. It will flow compassion, and you'll be present enough to come into levels of awareness. That, oh, how does that answer relate to me, right? We have to look at this because we are always being bombarded. We're being pulled. We're being dragged in different, you know, drag down this path, drag down that path. Come back to now, everyone. Be available, and especially if you've raised your hands on the phone. The gift is here, okay?
All right, Fair Oaks, California, 7876. You're on live. Hello.
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 Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I want to see if you see any portal open in my case.
Yes. Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Alex.
Okay, Alex, I'm going to check to see here, just taking a look. So what we have for you is a portal that's judgmental, and it's you're judging yourself, but also it brings about this feeling of being attacked at times, okay? So almost like combative energy, where people won't, they misjudge you, and they don't believe in what you're saying. Have you ever tried to express things about spirituality or share things with people, but it doesn't translate right, or you don't share it because you're afraid of judgment? You see? So let's check to see here energetically where that is.
Okay.
All right. So when we walk into your home, we're looking to the left, but it's almost as if you take maybe about 10 steps and then you go to your left. What is sitting there?
Oh, 10 steps to the left.
10 steps straight in and then to the left.
So, well, there's the living room.
Okay.
To the left.
And so when you walk in the front door 10 steps and then you look to the left, is that the living room?
Well, that's the kitchen, actually. It's between the kitchen
okay.
and the living room.
Okay, got it. So that's where the portal is. Now, this portal is a portal of shadow. So what it's bringing in is it's bringing in this kind of self-consciousness, judgmental thoughts. So you're critical of yourself. But then, like I said, there's critical energy. Let's see when that was created, like the actual history of that. Okay, that's created after birth. So it looks like when you were around 13 or 14, that's when this self-judgment started coming in and the pattern started coming up, okay?
Okay, yes. Yeah, that is true in a way, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to need to shift that in your timeline, but then also help to close down that portal. So definitely for you, I would say do the workshop package.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Much love. Thanks
thank
for calling
you
in. Yeah, thanks so
You're welcome.
So much. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to, let's see. This is going to be Whitehall, Michigan. Whitehall, Michigan.
Mm.
677.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Is it Destiny?
It's Destiny.
Ah,
Destiny.
Okay. It's your destiny. All right.
I have been feeling some really, really strange energy, like around the back of my neck and head.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay, well, let me tune in because this is, again, this is something that I was talking about earlier. When you feel those kinds of things, when that energy is lingering and it doesn't go away. So let's just check to see. We just want to know any entity energies around there. Okay, so this is actually, there's two different types of energy. One is worry, okay, and the other is intimidation. The intimidating energies actually came from a past life, all right? And so, you know, that feeling of, like, someone trying to intimidate you, like they're superior, they're over you, this arrogance that's coming. They want to control you. And again, it's like an authoritative energy, like trying to belittle you, shrink you down, okay? So that's the one. So let me see how many past lives ago that is. We're looking at 28 past lives ago for that intimidation. And then let's see this worry energy, where that is. Okay, that's actually a portal in your home. It's coming up from the earth, from the ground. Okay, so let's check to see where that's coming in. So when I walk in the doorway, immediately, like literally to the left of your door. To the left of your door.
You know what?
So
my
mother,
I have my mother here. My mother had a stroke and I'm taking care of my mom and she is, well, no, not to the left. That would be my daughter's room.
Okay.
To the left, you said? You said
yeah,
to the left,
left,
right?
That's to the left. So that's worry energy
my
coming
daughter.
In. Okay. But it's coming from the floor. So it's either coming through a vent or something, right? I literally see it coming up through the floor, okay? So what I want you to do immediately is I want you to take a bowl of water, put some salt in it, and I want you to just sit it there. And I want you to ask the water elementals, and the salt's going to start to at least, you know, soak up some of that worry energy. Okay.
Wow, yeah, very nice. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, yeah, thanks for pleasure. Calling in.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to New Hampshire. I think it's Mark, New Hampshire. Derry.
Okay.
1657.
Hi, hi, blessings.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Ian and Christelle. Thank you so much for doing what you guys do.
Oh,
totally
you're
honored.
Welcome.
And excited at the same time. So yeah, I just wanted to check and see if there was anything for a scan as far as energetics, parasites, or portals that I can use that information to do with.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a couple things energetically that I'm looking at. One is of a pattern of feeling abandoned or rejected. Okay. So this would be like heartache, betrayal, feeling abandoned, people not giving you their full attention even, right? Or it's almost like they get tired of hearing you talk, okay? So on the one hand, they want to draw out of you your wisdom that you have because they recognize you as someone that they can talk to and the wisdom that you have. But then they have the capacity to turn against you, okay? So it's this weird feeling of like they're drawing you in, then they push you away. Draw you in, push you away. Okay? Now, that's kind of a battle-like energy. Do you see? It's confusing to you, but it causes this internal battle of like, what did I do? You know, what did I do? And so let me just see where that is because I'm looking at it energetically. It's inside your bedroom. Because where I'm seeing it is above your bed. If you're laying on your bed looking up, it's going to be to your right, okay? So laying on your bed looking up, it's going to be to the right. We need to close that, all right? So, again, what you can do is immediately, like on if you have a bedside table, you know, put something underneath where you think that is, like a crystal. Or a bowl of water with the salt in it, okay? And really ask the divine to put the energies in there. Because you're being tormented by this push-pull, you know? And what's happening is it's like part of you wants to kind of come out in the world in your greatness. But the other part of you is concerned that somehow you're gonna be blindsided with people turning against you. Okay, so it causes you to not take the full steps, all the steps that you need to actually get out there in the biggest way, okay?
Yeah. That makes fantastic. Thank you so much. Blessings to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Much love.
Yeah,
to you.
Blessings to you.
All right. Well, beautiful Crystal. That was incredible. Readings are amazing. And I know people will get the opportunity to get readings with you in some of the workshop items and then the private session items that you have in your package, those intuitive calls that you've got lined up. So there's lots of opportunities for everyone to work with Crystal in person as well as in a group setting. So, Crystal, let me ask you this. As we start to wrap this up, it's been an amazing show. We've done a lot of great work. You've done beautiful work serving the community and sharing the information with them as well as the energy and the time that you've given up to do these beautiful readings. Is there anything that you feel that we didn't cover that's important, that maybe I didn't ask you, anything that's come up as we start to wind this down?
I think we can set an intention right now. And again, utilizing the quantum field, right? It's very important, everyone, that we bring a level of, let's call it spiritual concentration, right? So as I was speaking before about distractions and portals and being pulled in all these different directions and what we think that we have to do to be successful, the reality is to be successful, we want to nurture and cultivate and concentrate on the internal experience, our level of connection with the divine. But in order for us to even feel at peace within ourselves, to feel at peace, have any of you ever noticed how difficult it is to just relax? You know, it's difficult for us to just get to a place where we're not reaching for something to entertain us. And so we all have to create internally a space of spiritual concentration to counteract the imbalances. Think of it like an internal hub for pure, benevolent, cosmic energies, a reservoir within your being for your use. And what I'm here to do is to help you to utilize that field to build up the substratum, right? That substratum needs to be congruent. The three levels, the tri-levels, the mind, the body, and environment. So that substratum of the body is the mind, but it's not lower-level mind. It's higher-level mind. It literally is digesting every moment, right? And so we look at this dynamic of digestion, and it's fundamental to your ultimate health. What is the digestive power of your psyche right now? What is the digestive power of your physical body right now? We have to look at this. And what are you forcing upon your body to digest? Chemicals? Fake food? You know, what are you forcing upon your psyche to try to digest? Okay? So as we tap in, we tap into the quantum field consistently so that you have this pure divine life force, vitality, and inspiration, right? These are the elements of nature. And I'm getting so touched right now because if we can tap into our pure nature and if we can tap into the beauty of nature all around us, it encourages balance. If you just look at it, look at it. Stop being so busy and just sit and be in nature. It is the epitome of balance and harmony. And so it helps you. It helps you to feel that harmonious worthiness. It's a heightened state of vitality where you get to feel the freedom. So instead of having excessive moods or emotions, chronic anxiety, lethargy, depression, you get to be radiant. You get to feel invigorated. You get to have this beautiful luster about you. And that's what I wish for you. That's what I hope for you. That instead of attracting narcissists that are takers and abusers, or con artists, or whatever that might be, you know, however they show up, that you actually are attracting beautiful people that are lovingly willing to support you becoming that supreme being, that you feel confident and loving towards yourself, that you're willing to come out of the spiritual closet to share and to tap into that universal energy, where nothing can attach to you, no parasites or parasitic types of energies in the zero-point field, that energy field of weightlessness, they can't survive. And so you come into a place of that cosmic center point that allows you to really breathe in the prana of life. You hold yourself differently. You hold yourself in a space of love. You value yourself. You say no when you're meant to say no. And so with that, you know, the desire to actually reach out to feel love, you're not going to reach out to parasites. You know, they're not going to take you over. Your body's not going to become a war zone. Instead, you're going to actually be this beautiful, magnificent being that is alive and vibrant and is in the offering. And so that's what I see for you. And, you know, if you can let yourself be that vessel, when we do that private session, I'm gonna teach you how to view your body as this sacred temple and anoint your aura, this sacred vessel, anoint your body in a sacred space, anoint your space. You are a magnificent being. You are brilliant. You are infinite. You are sacred. And that's what I see for you. You are a royal being, an expansive, infinite being. So I'm holding you as that. I see you as that. And so my goal for all of you and what we're doing here today is not just about the information. It's not just about, you know, getting you out of some kind of chronic situation that you're experiencing, but to really bring you to a level in which you can finally feel worthy as a sacred vessel, so that you are overflowing in your creativity, that you are an inspiration to others, and that you literally are explosive in your joy for life to be here on this planet at this time with all these other beautiful beings that are so radiant. That's my wish. That's my hope for all of you. And I just send waves of blessings and love from my heart to yours. And I know this to be true. I know this to be true for you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Son. We thank the Ancient Ones. Thank Metatron and Metatron's Cube. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you for bringing us all together and supporting us and helping us to see the light that is within every one of us. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste.